Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord on this Thursday, beautiful Thursday morning. And we are on a good study all week. How to sustain a successful marriage. How to sustain it. Oh, you know, so if you're struggling with it, with your marriage, you're having keys now. And if you're in a good marriage, you're having keys to sustain it. If you are about to get married, you're having keys to know what this commitment that you're about to make called for. It called for these five keys. You have to exhibit these five keys, work these five keys in order to have a successful marriage.
We hope you enjoyed the segment from Sunday's Marriage Enrichment that was played on yesterday. That was Johnny and Paula Collins. They are the marriage ministry leaders at Celebration Tabernacle Church. And our marriage ministry meets monthly every third Saturday at 7 p.m. So again, when it gets closer to that date, we'll announce that a little bit more because all couples are welcome to be a part of that. The devil knows, we know that the devil hates marriage. So we want to do what we can to be proactive and strengthen our marriages and make sure that they're built on a godly foundation.
So make your day count. One of our purposes is to live a rounded life. Mm-hmm. If you're going to make your day count, your marriage has to count. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can make your day count if your marriage doesn't count. So your marriage has to be solid. And we give you the keys. If your marriage is going to be solid and work and you sustain it, number one, you must ask God for help. Number two, you must work hard at it. And what we say number three is, number three, we must be committed to our vows. We're going to talk about that. Number three, committed to the vow that you make, and you have to stay focused. Focus on God. And if you do one and two, then you will be committed to your vows. But you can't get committed to the vow until you're willing to do one and two. So once you get past number one, get past number two, then you can be committed. Then being committed to your vow now is easy. So if you're struggling right here, then go back to number one and two and get the crack out of your marriage. Yes.
In Ephesians chapter 5, our theme text for this week has been Ephesians chapter 5. I'm starting at verse 21. Today we're going to read verse 31. It says, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Verse 32, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." 33, "Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." So a key is to remain committed to the vow.
Yes.
In verse 31, it tells us to leave the father, to leave the mother, to be joined to the wife, and the two shall become one. So when we're leaving our father, when we're leaving our mother, we're leaving behind their opinions.
Yes.
And we're becoming joined now to our spouse.
Yes.
And the two shall become one flesh. So we can't take the opinions and we can't take the choices of, because think about that. You have the husband has two parents, the wife has two parents. That's four opinions.
Yes.
That's four different ways of doing things. But that's not going to work. It has to be one way that we're going to do things as a married couple, as one. How are we? Yes, we could, you know, learn from the past and explore the opinions, look at what worked and what didn't work. But we can't bring everybody's opinion into the relationship. It's not going to work. We can't be committed to the vow if we're being committed to what other people are saying and trying to do it like this or trying to do it like that or looking in other directions for guidance except and not looking toward God. He is the creator. He is the designer of marriage. He formed Eve to be a comparable helper to Adam. So it was God's design that man and woman are comparable, are working together, are one flesh. She came from the flesh of Adam. She wasn't made from the dirt. Adam was made from the dirt. She came from the innermost part of Adam, which means that our husband is able to carry us. He's able to support us. He's able to lead the home. And as women, we have to do what the Bible says. We have to submit and we have to respect. Because a lot of times we want to buck up and then we don't understand why things aren't working. We're not giving room to our husband to do his role.
So once we are in our proper place in the marriage flow, we're playing the role that God intended for us to play and to function in. As Christ is the head of the church, so the husband is the head of his wife. And so, as Christ loved the church, so the husband should love his wife. As the church submits to God, so the wife is submit to her husband. So it's in this proper relationship. Then commitment is made. On these principles, one now is committed to those vows. Those vows. You commit because you put God as a centerpiece. You're working hard at it, and you are committed to your vow. And once you're committed to your vow, you are now focusing on your wife and God. You know, this is the way for it to work. Your focus is making your wife better, you know, adding values to your wife. Every husband should add value to their wife. Christ had values to the church. Therefore, a husband should add what? Values to his wife. When the husband had values to his wife, then it's easy for the wife to submit to her husband. It's very simple. It's very easy there. And then when we are in this right role and playing them, then it's easy for the husband to cultivate the understanding art towards her husband. Towards his husband, her husband, and the wife submit, you know, have a cultivated heart towards her husband. The husband have a cultivate an understanding heart towards his wife. Mm-hmm. So it's work when we are in our proper relationship. Yes.
When we're staying committed to the vow, we're staying committed to God, to our obligation to God, not necessarily to our feelings, because sometimes we're not going to feel like it. Sometimes we want to pull back, but we have to remain committed to our vow to God. And if each spouse in the relationship is turning to God, is asking God for help, God will mediate. The Holy Spirit will mediate.
Yeah.
He will anchor the relationship. He will bring favor for one spouse from the other spouse.
Yes.
When we turn to God and instead of tearing at each other. Because the commitment is not based off of a feeling. The covenant is not based off of the highs and the lows. It's a constant. So when we enter into the covenant relationship, we have to turn to the covenant. We have to turn to the third cord so that our relationship is not easily broken. Because you may look at your spouse and not like them one day. Might not like them for a few days. But when you turn then to God, he's going to show you them a little bit different. He's going to teach you how to cultivate a heart of understanding. He's going to show you ways that you can focus better on your spouse, little things that you can do in order to intrigue them, in order to bring their heart toward your heart, to knead the hearts together as one, so two can become one flesh.
Yes. So once I do that, once I'm doing these five keys, will guarantee me a successful marriage. And if I'm struggling in my marriage and I practice these five keys, it will guarantee me that I will come out of that struggle to start to enjoy my marriage. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if I'm about to get married and I look at these five keys and make a quality decision to commit them, that I'm going to commit them into the marriage that I'm about to enter in, it's also guarantee me to have a successful marriage. So if you listen to us all week and you're married and your marriage is great, then here's a tune-up. Go back over these five keys and see how they're working in your marriage. If you're having, you're navigating the terrain of marriage, you're married, but you're navigating the terrain of it, then look and see if you are applying these five principles into that marriage. And if you're not, then commit to these five principles, and I guarantee you it will change your marriage. It will change the climate of your marriage, and you will have great success. Yes.
Given the comparison with Christ and the church, we know that over time that our relationship with Christ, as we are focused on it, as we work hard at it, and what I mean by that, because it's not by works, but that we dedicate time and attention to the things of God, we know that our relationship with Christ grows even stronger. We grow even closer. So it's the same thing with our spouse. So we can't get to a point where we say, all right, well, my marriage is great. Well, it could always get better, more better, just like when we dedicate the time into being in the presence of God. He shows us more and more. He reveals to us more and more of his heart, of his design for things, of his intentions in the earth. So, and we draw closer to him. And the Bible tells us in the book of James, God says that when we draw near to him, he draws near to us. So if you feel far from your spouse, draw near to them, because the principle will work. You draw near to your spouse and they will draw near to you. But when we get upset and such, we tend to pull away. And that's where we got to go back to key number one, ask God for help. Number two, work hard at it. Number three, stay committed to the vow. Number four, stay focused on God and your spouse. And number five, cultivate a heart of understanding. It must
be cultivated. Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make a day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.